Our next topic, as you can see, is a practical guide to assignments and subleasing. And we have three speakers in our panel. We have Reed Wilson with Wilson, Gribbs, and Gorin. And Reed, of course, has been doing this for decades, speaking and writing. And well, hey, I have too. So, you know, I'm not throwing any stones, but he's been doing this and doing a fine job of it. His bio is in the materials, and you can take a look there. We also have Candace Baggett, and Candace has been doing it for a number of years here and in other parts of UT Law School's CLE groups. And she's with the Caliber Group, and you can see her bio as well in the materials. And we also have Nisha Jane. And she's a lawyer with Wilson, Cribbs, and Gorin. And this, I believe, is her first time to be on this. And we're pleased to have you.
Thank you.
And I'll turn it over to Reed.
Thank you. Okay, so practical guide. 11 forms. We went long on forms. 2 checklists. We have all the relevant case law brought current by our trusty law clerks. And, you know, I think this is intended for you to have as a reference guide if you have a sublease or assignment come up. Maybe it's not something, it's something you typically do. We hope that this material will help you to understand all the relevant issues, legal and practical. And it sure seems like it's a relevant topic. Earlier today, we heard there's 7 million square feet of sublease space. That's just here in beautiful Houston. I mean, that's scary. I mean, wow, can you believe it? And we also heard some kind of sobering thoughts earlier today. You know, where's the market going? You know, what's going to happen to office buildings? Let's focus on converting them to other things, hotels, multifamily, whatever. But assignment and subletting, this is a happy topic. When the client calls you and says, I'm going to do an assignment or a sublease, it's happy time, you know, because there's some pretty dim alternatives to things. I mean, you know, the tenant that has too much space, I mean, what are they going to do? Well, I mean, they can just bag it. They can run and hide. Of course, you can't hide. I think of my 5-year-old granddaughter. Play hide and go seek, and she goes hides behind like a pole that's about this big. Can't see me. You know, so you really can't run and hide. Come on, that's crazy. You know, maybe you can just address it straight on. You know, sort of man up to the problem. You go to your landlord and you just say, "Look, I want to pay you a whole bunch of money to let me out of my lease." You don't see much of that. And of course, you can go full on WeWork if you want to just go bankruptcy, BK. We're going to have that conversation after lunch, you know, if you're not so depressed by then that you just go home. And, you know, WeWork, come on. WeWork is in bankruptcy. The biggest office tenant in the world. Well, wow, it's crazy times. But like I said, we're going to do happy time. There's a sublease, and a sublease is great because, you know, the tenant is like, oh my God, someone is helping me. Thank you. We've got to make this deal. And then the subtenant comes in and is like, man, I found a diamond in the rough. You know, I found a Van Gogh at a garage sale. I mean, I found a great bottle of wine in the discount bin. This is so fantastic. I am just stealing. It's legal. And then even the landlord's kind of happy about it because, you know, the landlord today, I mean, they don't want to walk down the hall in their office building. All of a sudden, where'd that law firm go? Where'd that tenant go? They left. But the funny thing about sublease deals is everybody's in a hurry. It's like, oh my God, we can't let it go away. Either it's such a good deal for me as the subtenant, it's going to go away, or the tenant's like, oh my gosh, we finally got someone. Oh my gosh, you know. And so, you know, you have to be ready. So hopefully you will all be ready after our little presentation here. So I got stuck with the law part. Let's see if I got that.